Right. Next one. Let's do LinkedIn. This has been around a few years. It's used by a lot of people to find their next job, and it's, therefore it's used by recruiters as well. But it's particularly good at fostering new business relationships. So when you start off with LinkedIn and get an account, you'll be prompted to create a profile, personal profile, which should be fairly straightforward enough for you guys to do. But where it starts to become interesting is in groups and questions. So let's have a quick look at that, because some of you may have a LinkedIn account but are not looking at this. Okay. Right, first of all, I'm going to have a look at answers, which is questions and answers. So, there's question, you can ask a question. And I did an experiment a while ago. I did have a genuine question about some kind of web thing. It was a technical question. And I posted the question on LinkedIn, Twitter, and on Four Networking, another networking site. So I wanted to see what... Oh, and Academy. I wanted to see what the quality of responses were. The quality of responses for LinkedIn, from LinkedIn people, was phenomenal. I mean, I had hundreds of pounds worth of free consulting. It was fabulous. The other platforms were not as good. So, questions. Those are questions from some people in my network. So should a multinational company have different social media channels for its international branches around the world, and why? So those are things I'm interested in, I guess. But if we have a look at... finance and accounting, see if there's any questions there. Bear in mind that these are international. So, what's the fastest way to turn 1 million into a billion? And there's a couple of answers. Now, the thing here is when an answer is posted, well, two is easy. What happens is the person who answers the question, their mini profile appears next to their answer. So if you're answering someone's legitimate question on pensions or whatever, you know, put your disclaimer up front, you know, whatever you might do to say this is not advice. But it puts you there as the expert. So should anyone else think, oh, that's really interesting stuff, I need that kind of help, you'll be the person that they contact. And that's how questions and answers work.
So it could be a bit cute, get your financial planner to pose a question and then you could answer as the expert.
You could do that, but the thing with social media is you get found out. People see through those scams, and it's not good when they see through them, because
major corporations have done supposedly their own questions and answered their own questions, and they've been found out so fast. And then it just blasts them right across the
boat. It's the quickest way to lose credibility.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to fudge it. You can just dive in there and get involved. So that's questions. Have a browse through that. But the bit that I really like, and I think is lots of potential here for you to build your position as an expert in your field, is within groups. Now, groups, as it suggests, is a little mini communities. They're groups of people that have common interest. And I belong to a few different groups here. And I'll show you a couple. In fact, these ones are ones that I created. The Shropshire Business Group. So I live in Telford in Shropshire. And over a year ago, I was on LinkedIn thinking, I wonder if there's a group for business owners in Shropshire, and there wasn't. So I started it. And this is, let me show you the Shropshire Business Group. Now, you don't have to go out and start a group, just join groups. So we've got here various discussions on stuff that people in Shropshire are perhaps interested in. we've got, because I manage this group, there are, and this is where you can see the power of this compared to other forms of networking, this group now has 282 members who are business owners in Shropshire or with an interest in Shropshire. I would suggest that you look in your local area, not perhaps the real local area, but the sort of just outside the local area. Okay. So see if there's a business group for Stockport, or you know, or you, for me, Telford's rather small in the whole scheme of things, so Shropshire was more appropriate, having a county. If there isn't a group for your local area, then create a group and start inviting people to be members of it. You'll soon get members because it just the word travels. And as a result of a request, someone said to me, can you set up a group for Wolverhampton Business, which I did a couple of weeks ago, and it's now got 42 members. I think you're in that group as well, aren't you? And it's already just rolling. That's just within a couple of weeks. So here's the opportunity for you. You can join groups that are professional groups within your sector, such as the Advisor Gym group. But if it's veterinary surgeons that you're looking to build relationships with, then join their groups. Hunt where the lion hunts. Go where the food is. If you may not be seen as the expert in the financial services group, but you'll certainly be seen as the expert in the customer group if you happen to just be on hand there. Even if the questions are not financial related, they can just be opinions. Every time you answer a question, let me just take you to an example so you can see what happens. There, Andrew Colbert has made some suggestion, corrupt practices in Shropshire public sector contracts. Oh dear. And there's six comments. Every time someone makes a comment, their profile picture and a little bit about them appears next to it. And that's how you stay top of mind and build your presence in your area, either in your niche market or in your geographic area or both. So if you're on LinkedIn at the moment, the assignment for you is to go and join a small handful of groups. You can't join more than 50, I think it is at the moment. But you only need to join three or four. Look for one in your local area and look for one for your vertical market or niche group. And if there isn't one, create it. Any questions on LinkedIn? Sorry, that was a bit quick, but let's carry on. And we'll do the Twitter next. Twitter's a micro-blogging site. You get to post a tweet if you wish. It can be no longer than 140 characters. Bear in mind that a text message is 160 characters. So very short. And here's a few examples of Dave's tweets. Just picked you at random, Dave. I can't believe the poor quality of my English on Twitter. Does it matter? And we've got where it says at Martin Bamford. This is where Dave is actually replying to someone else's tweet. Should have asked me daughter, the whole lot spotless for £10. I'm not sure what that was all about, but there was a conversation going on there. So that's what Twitter can do. There is a lot of spam in there as well, if you don't watch it.
So Dave's branded his Twitter account with Advisor Gym.
Yeah. Good point. Because LinkedIn and Twitter very much make them business branded. Your Facebook personal page, not business, you should be branded by your face, but your Facebook business page, absolutely brand it as your business. That makes sense.
So how many Twitter accounts do you have?
Sorry?
Twitter accounts?
Can you have? No. You can have as many Twitter accounts as you want.
So eventually there'll be a sole millionaire Twitter account.
You can only, you can't You can't use more than one, the email address is unique to each account.
Yeah. Just go to Gmail and get a new one, an email account. In fact, because I've tried it, just wanting to see, you can set, you can have a spoof email address and set up a Twitter account. It doesn't need to be an accurate one. Right. Before I take you on to a very useful tool, let's just have a quick look at YouTube. Why is YouTube important? Well, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, owned by the largest search engine in the world. That's kind of why it's doing well. You might have noticed on Google, which is used by nearly all, what's the stats? It's either 70-80% of searches go through Google, and Google always gives you a video option. So let's just do Advisor Jim. Just a quick search for Advisor Jim and see what comes up. Okay, so we've got David's frequently asked questions. And we can see here a couple of hundred views, each video with a few hundred views. And what David has done has created a channel so that if someone happens to stumble across one of his videos and thinks, oh, that's good, they can go to the Advisor Jim YouTube channel and access all of Dave's videos if they want to. And they can subscribe to it so that they're informed any time there's a new video posted. How much did that cost to put up, Dave?
To pull up?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's free. That's how much YouTube costs. The downside is that when your video is finished, it comes up with a bunch of other videos that might not be what you want to be seen. So that's YouTube. Really easy to embed a YouTube video into another website as well. Right, the question has been asked today, or comments about, how can I write a message once and it then appear across multiple platforms? Well, there's a my favourite tool for doing this is called Hootsuite. That's Hootsuite, hootsuite.com. And I'll quickly show you that. Right, let's go to Hootsuite. Right, here we are. Now it might be a bit difficult to see the content there, but the idea of Hootsuite. Now I've got loaded up to here, up to Hootsuite, three Twitter accounts that I have, my Facebook account, my LinkedIn account, and my WordPress account. So, let's give a quick demonstration and hope it works. What I shall do is type into this box a message, something like nearly completed training for the day at Dave Scarlett's workshop. And I'll put a tick next to that. That will send it to my Twitter. Tick next to Facebook. And tick next to LinkedIn. Oh, by the way, if I wanted to put a URL in here, like advisorjim.com, I could click on shrink it and it'll make it short. Like Bitly, you might have heard of Bitly. Similar sort of thing is available with Hootsuite. Oh, and Hootsuite will tell you how many clicks you've had through on that shortened link, so you can see your stats. So there we go, one message, three platforms, send now. It's entirely free, unless you're on the iPhone. If you don't want adverts on your iPhone, you have to pay a couple of quid for the app. But yeah, it's essentially free. There are paid for upgrade sort of things, but you know, not always necessary. There we go. That's now sent. If I scroll across the bottom here, I can see my sent tweets, which will appear there shortly. There we go. And if I go back to did I log out of there? Facebook. There we go. So that's my news feed on Facebook, which all of my friends will have seen. Nearly completed training for the day at Dave Scarlett's workshop. So, and the same would be on LinkedIn. So one method.
That's just onto your personal Facebook page?
Yeah.
Not to business page?
No.
Can't do that?
You can do that, but I haven't set that up.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be able to do that. The other thing that you can do, which does make this even more powerful, is I could have clicked on send later. Now, if I'd clicked on send later, I could have said, I don't want to send it now. I would like to send this on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. when I happen to be in a meeting, but most people are using their LinkedIn and Twitter first thing in the morning, so they would see my message at that time. In fact, I could set up a whole series of tweets and messages over the next 7 days and just do 15 minutes in one go and set up the next week's messages outgoing. So that's what you can do with this. That's just kind of scratching the surface, really.
Can you, by the same token, go to Hootsuite and get all your messages from Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter and not have to go to three of them to find them?
Yeah, let's just show you that. Let me just click on schedule, get that. Right. Just to take you across the column heads here, I have my home feed, mentions. That's anyone that's mentioned my name in any of their tweets. This is all Twitter to begin with. Direct messages. And then I've got various groups. Because I follow a lot of people, a lot of them are, you know, I don't always want to hear everything everyone's saying. So I've separated my people that I follow into groups. So I want to see certainly anyone that's ever gone on any of my workshops, I want to know what they're saying, because I want to know how they're getting on with all the social media stuff. And moving further across, I've got another group for businesses that are in Shropshire. So anyone in Shropshire, I want to know what they're saying. And it just cuts out all of the noise and gets straight to the people that I'm interested in. Okay. Right. I've also got my blog set up on here, and I haven't set it up on this platform, but I've set it up on my iPhone so that I can see all my Facebook comments as well. You can just set up extra columns here so that you can see all that's going on in Facebook or all that's going on in LinkedIn. So you've got this dashboard for your social media all in one place. I think I'm going to have to call it a day. Well, just to finish off, can you go to page 47, please? And I'll just finish on this. This is my cunning plan, okay? It's how to, my favourite American word is leverage. How to leverage the most out of your efforts. We've talked about content and how challenging it is sometimes to create content. What I advocate clients to do is to create one piece of content a week of between 300 to 500 words. And it can be a commentary, it can be news, it can be promotion of something that's going on. Now, each week, take this piece of content and post it to your blog that you might have created. So you've got content. Every week there's going to be a blog post. And every time you blog something, you then put tweets on Twitter saying, go and have a look at my new blog. And you put comments on Facebook, on your business page, just written this new blog, go and have a look. So it links off. And LinkedIn, again, do the same thing. So you've got lots of different groups that are saying, right, okay, we'll go and have a look at this blog. Now, so you've got four blogs. One of those blogs in the month is probably going to be good enough to send as a press release to the local press. So you just top and tail it and send it as a press release. Another one of those blogs is probably going to be suitable for creating into a very simple video. If you've got the technical ability to do this, you can just use PowerPoint and make it into a PowerPoint show with a bit of music on the background, and you've now got a video. And you're just making multiple use of the same bit of content. So one bit of content per week, and you can make lots of use of it. Just squeeze every little bit of use out of it as possible. Oh yes, and of course, at the end of the month, you take the first paragraph of each of these blogs and send out an email newsletter, which is a recap to all of your customers and what's going on. So it provides content for your newsletter too. There we go. That's your whistle-stop tour of social media. Whew. I think from what I know about you and the type of people that you're generally looking to attract, if your clients and if your target market are still in work, then focus your efforts on LinkedIn to start with. Yeah, that's where I think you'll find the easiest to get your head round, and you might then from there say, let's explore into other areas. If your clients are past retirement, then perhaps Facebook is the better place to be. Not past retirement, that's dead. In retirement.
We don't want those ones.
We don't want those ones, no, unless you're doing probate. Right, okay, so that's the general, but if you can, embrace them all, because they do fit together. Yeah, there you go, back over to you, Dave.
I just want to show you something very quickly, and then we'll get some feedback time, and then it's time to go home and get some rest. This wouldn't be here, what Peter's about to show you, unless Peter had been at my side helping guide me out of very stupid thoughts to somewhat more sensible thoughts. For about a year now, I've been threatening to put some stuff online for you, and I had no idea what I was doing. Not a clue. I knew what I wanted was the outcome. I wanted you to have a 12-month plus program online. I wanted all of this stuff that we've learned to be broken down into tiny modules so that in your own good time you could say, what did we learn about that again? And go on to maybe a 5 to 10 minute module just on a particular mini subject, like stuff you've learned today, on just on Twitter, not on Facebook. I wanted to create a program, and Peter finally showed me how to do it, and it's been an interesting experience, probably the toughest project I've ever done in my life, but it's now online, it's now started, and this is what I spent a year of my life doing, okay, apart from working with you, creating the advisorblueprint.com. This is private to you. You will all be sent usernames and passwords by the end of this week to access this, and this is a complete Advisor Gym business program online.
Do you want me to click on one of the links?
Yeah. Which one? So on the left-hand side, you will eventually find out that there are courses that I've created. They're a mixture of audio, video, there'll be workbooks, templates, downloads, all that kind of stuff. There'll be questionnaires built in. And we're just in the process of doing that. So this is, for example, was I took my 20 FAQ marketing videos from YouTube and developed it into a little mini course. So here's the beginning of the course. This is what you'll learn if you click on that. We'll open up. This is the problem that I'm having. The problem is, so, how do I attract lots more prospective clients? Problem is, you're asking the wrong question. Here are some questions to consider. Blah, 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 blah. This video will help you understand. And then you click on the video. So I've taken all of the content and started breaking it down into mini modules of 5 to 10 and developed questions and answers around it. So the reason for putting it onto this platform, if you can just scroll down this page, is at the end of it, I'll be building in tests and you can make commentary at the bottom about, well, actually, Dave, you forgot to tell us about this, or actually, I didn't really understand that bit. Can you give us some more examples of that? And so on and so forth. So this will become interactive. So what Peter helped me do was to create this phenomenal platform where I can put all of my intellectual property to you, okay, as part of what you are currently paying for within the inner circle, in digestible, bite-sized morsels, where at the end of it, I'll just get you to test yourself, answer, you know, just questionnaires, and you go at the pace you want to go. And I'll be putting a lot of more information in there than I can ever fit in here. The problem with this day is it's just a day. The beauty about putting this all online is I can put 10 days worth of stuff on there that you can watch in bits and pieces as you see fit. Eventually, if you just scroll right up to the top of the page, we'll be organizing it so you can search on subjects here, and you can just, like it, Wikipedia, just go and search for something and find it. And also, if you just go back to the main dashboard there. Okay. This will be your dashboard. If you just scroll down the bottom, okay, here there'll be what's called tags. This is all new to me. Okay, do you know what? Have you ever been to Wikipedia and looked up a subject there? If you go to Wikipedia, they've got this area called tags. Blows my mind. And it's where the most popular words will appear. And the words that have been used most will appear bigger than the other words. So where people have searched for things, they'll suddenly start appearing. And where somebody's searched for marketing more than they've searched for sales, marketing will be this big. The word marketing will be this big and sales will be this. So eventually there'll be areas down here where you think, where can I find out subjects about marketing? You just click on and it will just take you to all the modules about marketing, all the modules about Twitter, all the modules about social media, So that's how it will be organised. So I've been threatening that for a year, and it's taken me a year to build. Frankly, if it wasn't for Peter, it wouldn't be built at all. In the middle is the introduction. So your journey to Hoosier starts here. If you want to find out how to use this program, how to use this platform, play the video. And the video will say, hi, this is how to use this platform. You're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to find your way around this. So that's your platform. Currently, that's private to the Inner Circle group, so you get your passwords by Friday, and then you can just go to it to your heart's content, or not, as the case may be. If you love this kind of way of learning, and this is all you love, then just use this kind of way of learning, and I'll be coaching you, and so on and so forth. But some people love to say, well, I can't remember a blind word he said all day. I kind of get it from the workbook, but I really like to break it down into tiny chunks and learn it in more depth at my pace. And by the way, what about a download? Can you give me an example of that, or a template? There'll be downloads all through the different sessions. So there'll be courses and sessions. So far, if you just scroll up to the top again, all I've done is created this 20 marketing course. The attraction pillar will be all of the marketing material you've learned in the last two courses will gradually be unfolded here. The business strategy pillar will be So how do I create a business strategy and a business plan? All that will gradually be rolled out. The Entrepreneur Foundation is, the very first workshop we had in this series was, how do I think like an entrepreneur? Remember that? We talked about the way to think as an entrepreneur. Created a course there. The service pillar, do you remember the fees protocol workshop we did a few months ago? How do I create a service and a fee structure that people will pay a lot of money for? Well, all that will gradually be rolled out there. So there'll be some stuff that we've done and some stuff that I didn't have a hope of fitting into a workshop because there's just not enough time, will be gradually rolled out here and across the next year. That's it. And what I'll then do is gather all the downloads into a library here. So if you want downloads and templates and stuff, they'll all gradually appear there over the next year. So that was just an addition that I dreamt about a year ago, didn't know how to do, and eventually Peter got me to get it structured like this. Thank you so much for being with us today. My mind is blown, none about yours, with tweets and Twitters and everything else. But I hope some of this has begun to come together for you. Let me just summarise before you do the feedback sheet. Marketing is not selling. It's where we started today. See you, Andy.
Thank you.
What do you see? Marketing is not selling. It's a completely different game altogether. But if you want to win this war and attract to you the quality of people that you deserve to work with, paying you the fees that you deserve, working with you on your terms, marketing is essential to learn. And today has put some of the cap on. The theory we learnt in March and now some of the practice. Create influence, develop trust, and get people to come to you on your terms. That's what all today has been about. Create your influence, develop your trust, and position yourselves in the minds and the hearts of the people that you really would like to work with in the rest of your business life. Both offline and online, that's what we're trying to do for you. So you've got platforms here, coaching, email coaching, online access to videos, audios. Oh, by the way, we'll have teleseminars, telephone seminars and webinars that you'll be invited to. Those will be recorded and then uploaded there. I've started interviewing people like Dennis Hall, Adam Young, Barry Horner, and their interviews will be uploaded here as well in a special section called, you know, the top guys interviews section or whatever you want to call it. I'll be interviewing people like Peter, like Abby, and people like that who will be experts in their field, like Michelle Hoskin. Again, and that will be called the experts course, you know, interviews with people who know stuff that we don't. So all that will gradually roll out. It's all yours. Let's have your feedback sheets, make comments, make them clear. Tell me the truth, tell me what you really feel, what we should do better. And then let's feed that back into the course. Okay, if you put that in the centre of page, I'm just going to ask one person from each table just to give me a summary of what they've got out of today. Gordon, why don't you start for your table? What did you get out of today?
Well, I think for me, your session has been probably the most useful. I looked at social networking, but I didn't really understand it. Lived in fear of
Sorry, David.
Okay, thank you.
But I think today has certainly given me the confidence to look at my accounts and actually start to use them and start to look at doctors' groups in the Edinburgh area and think about joining those groups as a local specialist in that area. So that for me was without a doubt the most useful session.
Excellent, thank you. Nigel, how about you? Thoughts for today?
I think I probably reinforce what's been said there. I've had a Twitter account, a LinkedIn account for about 6 months. I haven't really used it. I've been using quite a lot of external questions today. Should try it. So I'll use some feedback today to try and implement that. Very good.
Good. And Ian, let's have Ian.
It's just about in process of trying to sort out our website. So the stuff there about the copy, what I need to be saying on it, is the thing that's given.
Good. Excellent. How about Lynn?
Well, I'm not allowed out very much.
Yes. Yes. Andy did send me quite a long email yesterday, just warning me and advising me what was happening.
No, I'm not an advisor. I've been working in the business part time for about 6 years, and it's really interesting to listen to what other people are doing. And we're struggling with finding our niche at the moment, so I've found discussions with other people about that very interesting, and also social media. The other guys were saying, and your presentation, I think, is very engaging and managed to, you know, keep my attention for a long time. So I think that's proof of very good training.
I think we got you for about much. I think we got you for about at least an hour and a half today, didn't we? Yes. And you never snored once. Very good. Thank you so much for engaging with us today and just making this for me good fun. And it was hard work again. But I think we all got something out today. Me particularly, I'm fighting Peter all the way on this social media thing, and he's so patient with me. Let's have your feedback sheet. We've got lots of coaching to do, lots of changes to make to our businesses. We really need to come out of this year with some serious change in what's happening in our lives. But I think it's going to affect all of us and the way we behave and live within and without our business. So thank you for being with me today. Thank you. And set the feedback sheet. Thank you.